From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A campaign to increase available housing in Chittenden County has had mixed results. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, the campaign is lagging behind on one key goal, and that's to create more affordable housing.
The Building Homes Together campaign is 2 years into a five-year effort. The campaign has exceeded its goal of increasing the overall housing stock, with an average of about 800 new houses built per year. But on its goal to build 140 affordable homes per year, so far it's averaged about 96. Nancy Owens is president of Housing Vermont, one of the groups leading the campaign. Owens says to build more affordable housing, developers need more money.
Affordable housing developers need public funds to make the cost of the housing affordable to the renters who we're renting to. We can't carry the debt, so we need more resources.
The legislature approved a $35 million housing bond in 2017. The Building Homes Together campaign is advocating for the legislature to consider another housing bond soon. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
A Fairhaven school is making big investments in school safety less than a year after a former student allegedly planned to shoot up the school. WCAX reports Fairhaven High School has spent $275,000 over the last couple of months to make big security upgrades, including additional resource officers, security cameras, and renovations to the outside of the school. Last night, the school hosted an active shooter training session for parents, and the school district plans to host five more training sessions with faculty and staff. The Burlington School District will form a committee to create a student media policy that complies with Vermont law. VTDigger.org reports the school board voted Tuesday to establish a committee that will write a policy adhering to the state's new Voices Law, which protects the rights of student journalists. This comes nearly a month after an article in the Burlington High School student newspaper was censored by school officials. School board members say the new policy will be created within 60 days. The emerald ash borer has been detected in Grand Isle County. It's the latest confirmation of the presence of the damaging insect in Vermont. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Food and Markets says the insect was found in trees in South Hero, about 50 miles from the closest confirmed cases. Lottery officials say an $11.5 million Tri-State Megabucks jackpot ticket was sold in Vermont. Officials say the winner has not come forward yet. The ticket was sold at the Simons College Parkway in Colchester. Eye in the sky for today, periods of rain locally heavy at times, tapering to numerous showers west of the Greens by mid to late afternoon. Thunder is possible as well. Highs mid-60s to low-70s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.